Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gay Geek Theory Podcast for Tuesday, October 20th, 2015. My name is James.
I'm Nick, and what a podcast we have for you.
We just finished... The first thing I'm going to talk about, because I just want to get this out of the way, you're probably not Canadian, but Canada just elected in a Liberal majority, which means that we are going back to the beautiful snow-covered paradise that we once were. Goodbye, Stephen Harper. Don't let the door hit you on your way out.
Well, hey, we can't get too worked up. We have to say we will probably go back to that. We have to keep in mind that there is a possibility of for doubt, because we remember what happened with Obama. Wasn't quite the utopia that the States became after he was elected in. But Trudeau, he has a majority now. His ideas can come into practice.
The fact of the matter is the Liberals have a majority. The Conservatives can go fuck themselves, and unlike the United States, all we need is 50% plus one, whereas they needed 60% plus one with the filibuster, so the Liberals are going to control everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe soon we will have some decent-paying jobs in this country.
Maybe.
So
I'm excited.
Okay, so now that that's over with, yes, we are Canadian, the next thing that happened, was a trailer that came out. It was for Star Wars. We just watched it, like, 10 seconds ago. 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
I said on the last, I think it was the last podcast or the one before that, that I am not yet excited for Star Wars. Mm-hmm. That I am waiting for the next trailer. I am waiting for them to get me excited. I am waiting for them to get me to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
My ticket is bought. Well, not really, because we can't buy them in Canada yet. Because
In the States, the servers have now shut down because they couldn't handle the volume.
Yeah, so there's people who can't buy them right now.
This is before the trailer came out. And we were going to make a video where we're going to talk about all the things we wanted to see out of this trailer. But it ended up just being a video of us with our mouths open.
So the trailer was fantastic. The music was wonderful. The visual effects.
Oh my God.
The shot of the Millennium Falcon going into hyperspace is just mind-blowing, because you never got to see that in the original
trilogy.
Yeah,
it was always like in the cockpit and stuff. And you know, like you saw outside the ships going into hyperspace.
Yeah, like you never got to see what hyperspace looked
like. Yeah, you never trailed with a ship.
And now
you
get to see it, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a very J.J. Abrams CGI shot.
But
like, I can see him all over that. I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's things. Star Trek, he did really well, were the space battles. He did space battles really well in Star Trek.
Yeah. Also, I'm really excited for the trailer, because although it didn't say, like, here's the story, beat 1, 2, 3.
They gave us hints.
It basically gave you a little bit of story to each character, where Daisy Ridley is sort of... I think she's hiding something.
She's a drifter. She's trying to hide herself. She's trying to protect something, but she's mostly just a drifter.
Yeah, I think she's hiding something, because someone asks her, and I think it's Princess... I think it's Leia. It may actually be Lupita Nyong'o's character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Asks her, who are you? And she says, I'm nobody. And I'm thinking she's hiding something.
I definitely got Game of Thrones vibes from that.
I think she's hiding something. Mm-hmm. I think she may be Luke's daughter, and she may be in hiding.
We have this theory now.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it in a bit.
we have other stuff to talk about on this podcast besides Star Wars.
I mean, like, in a bit, we'll talk about some more stuff that we really liked. I really liked that it was, we got some voiceover from Leia. We think at the end it was voiceover from Leia.
Yeah.
She's sort of saying, like, you can feel the Force, just let it in. I'm like, oh my God, who's she talking to?
Yeah. Well, she's talking to Daisy Ridley.
Yeah. I think so.
And I think that's kind of why, with the episode 8, it's being...
She hasn't been cast yet.
Well, she's going to be in it.
Yeah.
But I think it's sort of like episode 8 is going to be...
Her Dagobah scene.
Well, yeah. She's going to be off training with somebody. I'm hoping it's the crazy-ass Jedi from the Thrawn trilogy. I would be totally on board for that.
Still instead of Snoke, though.
No.
Yeah.
What the hell is he going to look like?
I'm really excited for who he's going to be now, because we've got some serious Kylo Ren fun stuff going on here. We got Kylo Ren torturing the shit out of Poe Dameron. We've got, like, Poe... Oh, my God. You know, there's the scene from the second trailer with Luke's hand on R2-D2.
I had this idea, like the scenes are disjointed, but if you connect them in the trailer...
There's a few scenes that are taking place on this dark nighttime scene with fire in the background, and that's where Luke is.
It looks like, maybe this is how it opens, Kylo Ren is executing Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, like, full-on execution style. Like, and I don't think it's going to be necessarily that Kylo Ren, like, handed Luke's ass to him. I think it's going to be more like an Obi-Wan situation.
Yeah, where he's like,
Luke
I will become
like,
more powerful.
I will become more powerful... using my influence over people rather than my influence over the physical world.
Yeah.
That would give me
chills.
And
so the thought now that you have, the theory, is, and I definitely agree, is, you know, in it, Kylo Ren is saying to Darth Vader's mask, I will finish what you started. Mm-hmm. And of course, Darth Vader started the purging of Force users.
That's his big thing, was the Jedi purge.
Yeah. He started purging the Jedi, and so he's going to finish it, so maybe he kills Luke, and now he's after...
He's after everyone who can feel the Force.
So
not
maybe
just
he's
like,
after Luke's daughter?
He's after Finn. And by the way, that shot of...
We don't know if Finn is a... He has a lightsaber. Okay. We don't know. He could have just picked that up from someone.
Usually you can't use a lightsaber without the Force because it takes a lot of...
That's extended universe crap. Doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I guess so. But still, like, just the scene with Finn. He had the lightsaber. He looked, like, really, like, you know, determined, angry. And then there was another scene where, like, Kylo Ren was just going right at Finn.
And he looked like he was going to shit his pants.
Yeah. And that's kind of what everyone wanted from that fight. They wanted Kylo Ren to just wipe the floor with the hero. Like,
yeah. Be like, you think you can wield a lightsaber? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Like, I'll show you what a... fucking lightsaber can do.
That's cute. Yeah. So, yeah, theory that Kylo Ren kills Luke, so Daisy Ridley is, like, on the run from Kylo Ren and the New Order, the First Order? I think it's the First Order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the New Order. I don't know.
The New Empire,
but she's hiding, and maybe she's been hiding for a while, because maybe that is something that, like, takes place 5 years ago, and now it's the current time.
Yeah.
And so when she gets asked, who are you? What's your name? She's like, I'm nobody. Don't pay attention to me. Yeah. I don't exist.
Then you get, like, Leia later on urging Daisy Ridley to let the Force in. Like, it's not all bad. Like, because Leia can also feel the Force.
Yeah.
So, even if that is Leia talking at first, like, Leia would know. Because you might have learned to trust your intuition.
Oh.
What if it's Leia who trains Daisy Ridley?
I have just this shot in my head now of Leia with a lightsaber against Phasma. And it's sort of like a Thor 2 moment with Frigga, Thor's mother, and she's like standing down Malekith and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
just
like badass, like, because maybe she dies in this movie, like maybe her and Han both die, but she goes out like a fucking bomb, badass. Like, I will cry if she dies.
I don't think they'd give a lightsaber to Leia. I don't think that's in her character.
Oh, that would look so cool though.
I think it would also look really cool if you just have Leia with a blaster using the Force. Because a blaster's more of her style, because she's the best shot out of the three of them.
And it's sort of, well, she proved that in A New Hope.
Yeah.
And it's another thing that comes to mind is the Molly Weasley versus Bellatrix Lestrange at the end of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Don't touch her, you bitch.
Yeah. My God.
Just like the two of them going at it. And also, there's a shot with Daisy Ridley looking up into the camera, and it looks like she's crying. And it looks like she's crying over Chewbacca.
She's a body, but it kind of looks furry, and there's a belt on it. So it could be Chewbacca, or it could be Finn. Like, Finn injured?
Maybe.
Yeah, because it is on the snowy tree world.
If all of our theories are right, basically everyone from the original trilogy is dead.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're... I think...
Wouldn't it be funny if they all died except Han, because he's the one who wanted to die? Like, he's like, I can never get out of this thing.
I'm going to have to break contract to get out of this.
I'm going to have to fly a plane into
another ground.
No, I
think if anything, they're going to kill...
Ground again.
They'd keep... 3PO alive, and then keep Leia alive. I think those two are untouchable.
I didn't see C-3PO. Is he in? He's on the trailer.
He's got the red arm.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to keep him. I think R2-D2 is vulnerable. Chewie and Han are vulnerable. Luke?
I think Luke may die, like, in the very first
scene. Yeah, I think this... I really like the idea of Luke going out the way Obi-Wan did. I really like that idea.
Yeah.
Especially because there are so many shots from this trailer that really mirror a lot of shots from A New Hope. Like, that scene with Finn and Poe.
Yeah.
Like, Poe puts his hand on Finn's shoulder. And that's a lot like what Luke did to one of his friends... Dax? Or Wedge? Not Wedge and Tellys.
No, it was the other guy.
But yeah, I remember. I don't think it was Dax.
I remember.
But yeah, and it really reminded me of that, and there were a lot of other scenes like this. And if you notice, like, when the Millennium Falcon's flying... I'm just going on.
Go for it.
When the Millennium Falcon is flying into the Star Destroyer, it's getting shot up. Like, it's kind of...
Yeah,
you see,
like,
explosions.
It
could, like, crash or some shit. Like, that's...
Yeah, like that, it looks like...
I don't think it will, because it looks like Han Solo is picking Daisy Ridley up on Jakku, and he's taking her and Finn... to this strange new place. Like, you're saying...
It looks like it could be a Jedi temple.
Yeah, like, with all the flags and shit. Like,
where he's like, this was the Jedi. Like, maybe it is. Like, maybe when we get a wider shot of it, it will be like, that was in the prequel trilogy. Oh my God, they're on Coruscant or something. Or Naboo.
In Extended Universe, Luke established a new Jedi Order on Yavin 4.
Extended Universe doesn't exist.
I know, but they might keep that idea, because Yavin 4 was a really fun planet. It's really iconic, and it's...
I don't know if they're going to do that, though, because they're saying the Jedi are a myth, and if he's been, like, training Jedi.
Well, no, maybe he started, but... Kylo Ren happened and he quit.
Kylo Ren maybe went in and pulled an Anakin and just killed all the apprentices.
Yeah.
And the idea that the shot where it looks like Kylo Ren is, like, kind of is hurting Poe Dameron, where maybe he's just really sadistic and he just likes hurting people. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah,
like Vader choked people, but Kylo Ren reveled in torture.
He'll liquefy their mm-hmm. insides yeah. one organ at a time, like just so they have to like live through it or something. Just like
I really want Kylo Ren to be just despicable. Like I want, like, it's the way they're picking up. It's the same writer as the one who did Empire Strikes Back, which is where most of the Force mythology came from.
Yeah,
which is where the best stuff came from.
It would be cool.
This is the same thoughts and ideas. So maybe it's a continuation of that, sort of like talking about what the dark side does to people when completely unchecked.
It would be really, really cool if they did something where they kind of flipped it. What people are, because a lot of people have been saying, I think that Kylo Ren is going to be an anti-hero,
mm-hmm.
but they make Kylo Ren just like. No, you hate him. Like, he yeah. is not likable. He's not the Joker. He's not Darth Vader. You just hate him.
He's a Vader for a meatier, more modern audience.
Well, no, like, Darth Vader, you know, you could sympathize with him a bit. But
after a while, for the first two movies, you didn't. Until he said, yeah, I'm your father, you didn't really sympathize with him at all.
I kind of sympathized with him as soon as I saw, like, the state of his
head.
That's
true, yeah.
Whereas you know that Kylo Ren looks fine, because we've seen him in pictures.
I'd never heard Adam Driver's voice before, and I would totally like, is that Alan Rickman? Like,
and I mean, his voice, it is augmented a little mm-hmm. bit, but he does have a really deep mm-hmm. voice. But yeah,
if he's a Vader groupie, like.
But if they just make him like completely despicable, mm-hmm. but Captain Phasma is kind of the middle, like she mm-hmm. is kind of like, I'm going to switch sides because I can't stand
you.
Yeah,
like
I don't like either of you groups, but I need to go with the lesser of the two evils.
I want to know more
like
about
that.
The First Order. I want to know more about the other guy, the ginger guy. Who's,
yeah,
like,
him.
In command. Like, what's his relationship with Kylo Ren? Like, who's pulling the strings there? Do they both think that they're pulling the strings?
And I like
is
the
Kylo
idea.
Ren manipulating with his power, and is the other guy manipulating with his intellect? Like,
I like the idea that he kind of comes from a long line. Like, he's a spoiled brat. He always gets what he wants. Mm-hmm. And then he has to deal with Kylo Ren. And he's mm-hmm. just like... Like, he's just, like, fucking Cartman. He's just angry that he's not getting his way. And that kind of turns into, like, just...
Really sort of under-the-surface antagonistic relationship.
No, it turns into what I was thinking, like, a very hot-headed, like, I need to kill him, and so...
Well, testosterone fest.
Maybe he reacts too quickly to things that Kylo Ren does, mm-hmm. and he's like, I need to kill him. And yeah. so he sends something out that maybe creates a big fucking disaster for them, yeah. because he's just like, no, I have to knock mm-hmm. him out. He's pissing me off.
Maybe one shot about the new Starkiller thing, which I hope isn't called the Starkiller.
I imagine it is called... It does look like it's called a Starkiller. But yeah, that shot where the forest is just being leveled, maybe they're actually going to show a planet being destroyed mm-hmm. from the planet's view instead of just outer
yeah,
space.
Yeah, because it seems like there's four planets. The snow planet, there's Jakku, the desert planet, there's the forest planet, and then there's the planet with Luke and Kylo Ren that we think Luke is getting
And I mean, there
on.
Could be a dozen other planets. Yeah. This is just a two-minute
Normally
trailer.
Normally in Star Wars, though, there's only two or three or maximum four planets.
But,
normally.
But this is just a trailer. This yeah. is only a two-minute trailer. We don't know how many planets there's going to be. But yeah, I am super excited for this now.
Yeah.
The trailer... At first, I was kind of underwhelmed when it was just... I thought it sounded really disjointed when it went from Daisy Ridley and then it went over to mm-hmm. John Boyega's character. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, oh, is this what this is going to be? This is just like, look at the new characters.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got to Kylo Ren, and I was like, it got to Vader's mask, and
yeah.
I was like smacking you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god! And then it like got into the action scenes, and we saw Han and
like
Leia.
This guy has recovered Vader's destroyed mask, and he's now talking to it.
Oh
like,
my god. Oh my god! What?
I want him to be like batshit crazy.
What if it opens? We meet him, and he is looking for Vader's remains,
mm-hmm.
and he just fucking wipes out the Ewoks. That's the first thing you see him do is just
annihilating. Well, maybe that's what he went after Luke for. He went after Luke for the mask.
Well, maybe, but I like the idea of the Ewok still having yeah. it, because like I don't think Luke would want to carry it around, because
no,
it's not something you want to remember. And he just fucking wipes them out. He just kills them.
That would be definitely fan service to a lot of people who hate the Ewoks.
Yeah, but at the same time, it kind of sets him up as, oh my god, he's terrible.
It's like heartless. Like, because hate all Ewoks all you want, you wouldn't want to kill them.
No, they're cute, but they're teddy bears.
They literally are.
Like going in and destroying
bears.
The gummy bear kingdom. Like... It's just horrendous.
Oh, the best thing, though, is that the Jedi and Sith seem to be mythology.
Myth.
Like,
yeah.
No one really knows that the Jedi and Sith really exist, because Captain Falcon.
Captain
Falcon. Solo is talking to... Han Solo is talking to Daisy Ridley and John Boyega.
And
Finn.
He's saying that
and
everything you've heard, it's true.
Yeah. Because, like, think about it. Like, we know the Jedi and the Sith happened because we were there, but, like, average soldiers in space or on the ground, they don't know that fucking lightsaber fight that took place. They don't know how Jedi
Return
fight.
Of the Jedi. Like, we don't. They don't know about the Luke versus Vader thing. All they know is that the Death Star ended up getting destroyed.
Yeah, they don't know about dark side, light side mythology. They don't know that there was an entire other battle going on the Death Star there that was separate
and
connected.
If Luke kind of came down after Return of the Jedi and was like, hey, so, you know, this happened, and I'm going to take off now. Because I don't want to be around and...
I like the idea of Luke started a Jedi Order, Kylo Ren decided to go in and wipe it out. Like, I kind of like
the idea, though, of him just being, like, sort of...
I like all these ideas.
But where he just sort of shows up and he's like, okay, I'm going to leave because there's so much power and I'm not 100% in control of it. And I don't want other people to come to me looking for
he
goes off on his own. Maybe he has a daughter and a wife. And then, you know, Kylo Ren just like, and maybe I have a theory that Kylo Ren and Rey are brother and sister. Mm-hmm. And Rey sort of took after her father and she's, you know, wants to be a good Force user.
But she doesn't really trust the Force. That's why she refuses to use it, while Leia is kind of urging her. Or Finn,
and Kylo Ren sort of is... He was like, oh my god, my grandfather was so amazing, like the things he did. And Luke's like, no, that's not what you're trying to learn. He's like, no, father, this is exactly. And he kind of goes off on his own, because Luke's like, I'm not going to teach you. So he goes off to learn on his own.
And builds his own lightsaber. And then he comes after, like, Luke and his daughter again, Luke and his sister.
Yeah, because he's like, I decided that you two can't be alive anymore.
I definitely think whether Rey is Luke's actual daughter or whether this is... Or whether she isn't, I think they had a connection.
And yeah, I do. I think they had a connection, definitely.
He left her behind.
Yeah.
So he could sort of lead Kylo Ren away so he would keep her, Kylo Ren would keep away from Daisy Ridley.
Yeah.
I definitely think that Kylo Ren wants to, like, murder the fuck out of Daisy Ridley.
Murder the fuck out of Daisy Ridley.
I think that's all we had for Star Wars, though. Like, that's...
For the trailer, yeah.
I really want to make a shot-by-shot sort of, like, a video on it, so I might do that in a few days.
Yeah. So the next thing also has to do with Star Wars is... The Chipmunks are releasing their movie.
Alvin and the Chipmunks 3. This is definitely a notch down from what we were talking about before.
they're releasing the next movie on Star Wars' release date, and they released a poster that has some Star Wars iconography on there, which they can totally use because they're from Fox.
Fox still
owns some of the Star Wars stuff. They still own A New Hope.
They still own the font, and they still own a lot of the images.
Yeah. Anything that appeared in New Hope, I think Fox can still use.
Which, why couldn't they use a green lightsaber? I'm kidding. James looked at me like, what the fuck?
But I think that this could be a brilliant move from Fox. Because it's basically, Fox is like, we know Chipmunks isn't going to beat Star Wars. We know Chipmunks isn't going to get anywhere near Star Wars. But there might be some parents out there whose kids want to see Star Wars, but the parents are just like,
I don't know.
It looks a bit dark. Let me finish.
I'm agreeing with you this time.
And they're like, Star Wars looks a bit dark. I mean, Poe Dameron's getting his head crushed
or
something.
After this trailer, I definitely buy that this is a brilliant move. Star Wars is not going to be a kiddie kid movie.
Yeah.
This is going
to
be...
It's not going to be Phantom Menace. And so the parents might be like, well, I know you want to go to the movies. It's Christmas and stuff. So we'll go see the Chipmunk movie and I'll wait to hear about Star Wars. And you know, if there's a lot of movie theaters and malls and parents might be out with their kids and dad might be like, okay, I'm going to go do the Christmas shopping. You take the kids to see a movie. I'll, you know, get it in the trunk and stuff. And so the mom will be like, okay, let's go see the Chipmunks because maybe Star Wars is sold out, or maybe she is like, I don't want to take you to see that. I don't know if it's kid friendly yet. And so it's not going to hurt Star Wars' box office.
Well, especially after this trailer. Like, Star Wars has burned back all the people on the fence like you.
But
like this...
it's not going to, it's not going to be like, oh my God, Chipmunks beat Star Wars. But it could do just a big enough dent to take out the huge, huge opening that people are expecting for Star Wars.
It could, yeah. And
This is fucking spite from Fox.
Yeah,
that's all this is.
Yeah, Star Wars, I'd even give a venture, like, Fox doesn't care about Alvin and the Chipmunks. They want to throw it under the bus.
They definitely don't
get
care
back
about
at Star Wars.
It. This is just spite. This is just saying we'll release something that maybe a family will take their kids to over Star Wars.
Although after this trailer and hoping that the fears I had about Age of Ultron don't occur here.
Yeah.
This trailer seems a lot darker, and it seems like the audience that would be going to Chipmunks wouldn't be going to see Star Wars anyways.
Well, I mean, kids, though. Will go to Star Wars. But when a parent sees this trailer, and maybe, you know, some of the reviews come out and say, wow, this is pretty dark. Like, this is on Empire Strikes Back levels.
Same writer.
Exactly, same writer. like a lot of parents got really angry about Revenge of the Sith, mm-hmm. With Anakin's killing of the kids and the mm-hmm. Purge and stuff like that. So they may even be like, I don't know.
Especially if they kill Luke right off the bat. I mean, Luke, all the other kids who had watched the original trilogy, fell in love with Luke.
Yeah. But it, like, if they read reviews and they're like, this movie is darker than I expected, it's amazing, but it's really mm-hmm. dark, they might be like, well, I'm going to go see it, and then we can go again with the kids.
Oh my God, Luke.
But the kids are going to go see Alvin and the Chipmunks.
The scene with Luke with his hand on R2-D2.
Like, I really think that's him saying goodbye to R2.
Yeah, like if that's where he's going to die, he's saying goodbye to R2. Yeah. And like, oh my God.
Right. I think he's saying like goodbye R2 and like, and that he's like, hopefully he doesn't like, hopefully like, Kylo Ren just kills Luke and he doesn't kill R2 because
is in the rest of the marketing. R2 is seen with 3PO. Yeah. R2 escapes.
R2 would escape maybe like rockets in his feet or something, and he would like go and be like to Daisy Ridley or something. Luke's dead. Like Leia probably. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Luke's dead. Kylo Ren and like a laser projection mm-hmm. thingy. Mm-hmm. All conjecture, don't know if this is happening.
Well, yeah, especially because they're going big on mimicking things in the first movie. So it could be like a holographic projection of Luke saying goodbye to Leia.
Yeah.
And that could be what the hug was about.
Oh, yeah.
I just cried a little.
But yeah, so I think that's a brilliant move from Fox putting Chipmunks there. A lot of people are like, why would you do that? Your movie's going to fail. Chipmunks 3 was probably not going to do
I'm pretty sure that Disney's like, okay, so Star Wars we can't bank on money from kids because this movie is a bit darker, so let's go more for a mature audience make sure we get that one.
Well, also, because, like, if you look at the movies that are coming out this Christmas, the ones that I'm aware of, anyway, they're not kids' movies at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's Joy. That's not going to be a kids' movie. There's
Star Wars, clearly.
Well, the Hateful Eight.
Right. Like, oh, I'm excited for that, too.
These are not kids' movies.
No. Yeah. And usually there are kids' movies.
So having the Chipmunks around, like, because, you know, a parent may even be like, well, you know, okay, you're 5, you love Star Wars, you're obsessed with the Clone Wars, but I don't want you watching that movie because my friends have seen it and told me that, like, Luke gets his fucking head cut off or something. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go see Chipmunks. No, I want to see Star Wars. No, we're going to go see Chipmunks. Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
some parents will relent because, you know, it's Christmas, absolutely. They're tired. Others are like, no.
Yeah, because there are some Nazi parents who will be like, no, you're not watching a dark movie because, you know, they grew up with like really dark fucking mm-hmm. movies, like where mm-hmm. every parent was killed ever.
Well, every Disney movie ever. Disney's back into that trend of killing parents.
Disney, Land Before Time, The Brave Little Toaster. These movies, like
Brave Little Toaster was creepy. The Dark Cauldron.
The Dark Crystal. I mean, these movies were fucking terrifying. Yeah. I watched them growing up. I watched all sorts of fucked up movies. Yeah. I'm fine, mostly. I mean, I have my moments, but...
Anyways, last piece of news about Star Wars, and this is a new trend that I've been noticing today.
Yeah, I want you to talk about this, because you know a whole lot more about this than I do.
I don't. I just looked into this, and I'm
just...
Well,
introduce it then, because I don't know anything about it.
There's a new boycott about Star Wars, saying we have to... Oh, frig. Liberals are up to, like, 191 seats.
Like, Americans don't care about that.
Oh my God, they have stolen 20 seats from conservatives. Okay, sorry. Politics updates. Woo! Okay, so, boycott Star Wars episodes...
If you're American, you should care, because we're your neighbor to your north, and when Hillary's in control of the United States, mm-hmm. or Bernie, then we will just be this amazing socialist...
Also,
heaven.
It means that you have a socialist place to go to if Trump gets elected in.
Yeah. We could be very useful, you know, if that apocalyptic scenario plays out. But anyway, yeah.
Both terrifying and
exciting. So talk about the boycott.
Okay, the boycott is basically that a bunch of people are deciding... I won't be long. A bunch of people are deciding that they want to boycott Star Wars Episode 7 because it's anti-white. And the idea behind this is because Finn is the only light side person hero we see with a lightsaber, it's anti-white. And it's... Hi. It's... James pulled up a picture. It's anti...
Nazi picture.
It's anti-white because the only hero with a lightsaber is black.
So that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. So I'm just saying, whenever you see this, call bullshit on it. Scream on the internet. Like,
that's some motherfucking bullshit right there.
It is bullshit because, you know, like...
How many white characters are in this movie?
It is... Exactly. The center character, Daisy Ridley, is
white. And a woman. Well, that's probably not making them too happy either.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like they're the people who are like, no, white, straight males are being discriminated against.
The same people who claimed that Mad Max Fury Road was demasculating Max.
Yeah, because...
He was
because Charlize Theron is just better. Yeah. but I mean, God damn it. Yeah, I mean, like, what the fuck, people? We live in the 21st century. This is 2015, for God's sake.
You live around black people all the time. Can you not identify with them when they're on screen? You need to identify with someone that has... Do you need someone to have the same skin color as you to identify with them on a movie screen?
It's shit like this that makes me worried for movies like Black Panther, mm-hmm. where, you know, there are, like, a big contingent of geek culture, apparently, mm-hmm. is, like, it's a black character, I'm not going. And then you're losing a big chunk of the box office.
And it's sad because some of the coolest characters out there are black.
Yeah.
Well, like Nick Fury.
Nick Fury, Black Panther is really cool.
I'm also really liking what they're doing with Sam Wilson in the comic books. He's the new Captain America who Fox News is losing their shit over.
Yeah, and Misty Knight. She's going to be in the Netflix series. I'm totally stoked for that.
We can't really come to mind with any DC ones yet.
We can't?
I don't know any. Do you?
Hmm.
There's one Green Lantern. I can't remember which one it
Cyborg.
Is.
There's
Cyborg. Cyborg. Of course, Cyborg.
And there is the Green Lantern. I can't believe I can't remember his name. It's not Hal Jordan.
I know. I'm most excited for Black Panther because he's an African black superhero.
Yeah, he's not African-American. He's just African.
And not African white like the Claw is. He's African, like, native, like black African.
Yeah.
Is black African racist? I don't want to be racist.
Liberal guilt at its best over here.
Well, because there are natives to Africa who South Africans who have been there for generations and generations. Like, yeah. They're native Africans, I'd say. They've been there for long enough.
Yeah. But yeah, this is just bullshit. This is just racist fucking bullshit. This is racist people. And I mean, people like to think that geeks and nerds are sort of above racism because, you know, we've been made fun of, we've been picked on and stuff.
So, you know, we know what it's like, but no, we're not.
Yeah. It's like, no, we are just like every other group. Just like gay people can be racist and
especially
sexist
gay people.
And like ageist and everything.
No fats, no femmes, no blacks, no Asians. No rice.
No rice.
What is that? No, what's the Latino one? No peppers?
No, no. It's like no tacos or something.
Ew, I don't want any tacos. Taco.
But yeah, this is just bullshit. This doesn't even warrant discussion. I mean, what the fuck? I mean,
well, this isn't a discussion. This is us telling you to tell other people to shut the fuck up when they start trumpeting this.
Yeah, I mean, this
no discussion.
It's just stupid. I mean, you don't know that on the trailer, he is, you know, the only hero with a lightsaber. That does not mean that you're not going to see Leia with a lightsaber. Mm. You're not going to see Rey with a lightsaber. Mm. You might see fucking R2-D2 with a lightsaber. You don't know.
I really want Rey to, like, the episode 9, Rey versus Snoke and or
Kylo Ren,
just like on a vengeance.
Can't
like,
believe you forgot his name. Well, especially if Kylo Ren like ends up basically destroying the original trilogy cast. Mm-hmm. And leaves her with, like...
Like, she's had enough. Like
he killed Luke, who Luke's her dad. And then maybe, like, Leia becomes her surrogate mother.
I would also think it's really sweet if Rey is sort of Luke's adopted daughter. Sort of, like, started out as a little bit of an apprentice, but, you know, Kylo Ren hunted Luke down. He sent Rey away because he cared about her.
Yeah, and maybe that's it. Maybe they were apprentice and not, you know, father-daughter.
I really want to see a connection, though, between those two.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe he kills Leia and Han and Chewbacca, and, like, he just, like, wipes all of them out. When it finally comes down to her, she's just like, I've had enough. And, like, she doesn't go, like, you know, she doesn't pull off the Return of the Jedi fight. She goes full-on Force fucker. She's like, I'm going to fucking throw you out into a black hole.
Because that's the whole Jedi thing. How did we manage to get back? Because we're still talking about it. Yeah. Because, like, the whole Jedi thing is, like, you never kill a yielding opponent. Like, you always display mercy when you can. And she's realizing that she can't be a Jedi, so maybe she does the whole heroic sacrifice thing.
What do you mean?
She realizes that because she can't be a Jedi, because she's so filled with vengeance and rage, she sort of sacrifices herself to kill both Snoke and Kylo Ren.
That would be terrible. You end the trilogy with everybody dead?
Well, no, someone would survive.
Disney's not going to do that.
Someone would survive.
They're going to do another trilogy after this with, like, her grandkids or something. Maybe. They're not going to do that.
Someone would
survive. Okay, so we've covered Star Wars for a half hour now.
Okay, so I think we're about done. We can talk about some other stuff.
Maybe, yeah, let's move on to... The rumor.
Do you want to just start a new video and release two podcasts? Okay, whatever.
People have been, we've been doing that for a while, and people have basically said that they like the longer podcasts.
Okay.
The majority of people say they like the longer podcasts because they're doing stuff during the day. They're cleaning their house.
One person doesn't, you know who you are.
And it's okay. We'll split it up just for you. but there's the rumor that the Fantastic Four is going back to Marvel.
I don't know. This has been pretty, like, it's prevalent. Been, no one shut it down. It's been going for a while.
I think maybe it was... No, I don't think... basically, people have said, I think this is bullshit, but it hasn't been officially shut down, mm-hmm. I don't think. Which is basically the Fox has been wanting to make X-Men TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
But Marvel has to sign off on them because Marvel still technically owns the TV rights mm-hmm. to X-Men.
And I think the deal started because Fox announced new TV shows.
Well, no, the Fox announced two new TV shows. One is about the Hellfire Club, and one is... I can't remember what the other one is about. But one's about the Hellfire Club, which is, you know, X-Men characters.
Mm-hmm.
And so Marvel had to sign off on that. So what did Marvel get in return? No one... Excuse me.
Like,
no
you
one
don't
knows.
Just give something away for money. Because money, you spend it, it's over. But with, like, properties, you can milk that.
And Marvel doesn't really need money. Where Fox kind of doesn't have... I don't think they have a whole lot of money just throwing around.
Especially, Marvel needs villains. And a lot of the best Marvel villains are from the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, and that's one of the things with the Fantastic Four.
Oh, Doctor Doom versus the Avengers.
That
oh, my God.
Anything that was introduced in the Fantastic Four, Marvel Studios couldn't use.
Or is in contested rights, like a lot of the space properties. Like,
yeah.
Galactus is still
somewhat
contested.
They were introduced in the Fantastic Four. Galactus was never
right.
contested.
The
Galactus
Skrull,
was Fox.
The Skrulls are contested.
No, that wasn't
really, because the Avengers have used the Skrulls just as much as the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but they were introduced with the Fantastic
okay,
Four.
Okay, so yeah.
So
Marvel needs the Fantastic Four. Fox has displayed that they can't use the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So the assumption is that in order to get their X-Men TV shows out of Marvel, they gave them the Fantastic mm-hmm. Four, which there are three Marvel movies in 2020 that have release dates but no titles, and so people are assuming one of them is Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be. I think Fantastic Four is going to be integrated into the Marvel Universe, mm-hmm. but they're not going to have a movie just yet.
I don't think
they're
going to be.
I think they're basically going to take the Fantastic Four iconography,
mm-hmm.
like the villains and the characters and stuff,
and
meld
just,
them in.
Yeah, put the Thing on the Avengers, the... Sue Richards is off doing something else with Johnny Storm.
Yeah, maybe Doctor Strange is getting into arguments with Reed Richards.
Reed Richards.
But the big reason you'd want Fantastic Four, I think, is the villains.
The villains.
Because by getting Fantastic Four, you get Mephisto,
you get
Doctor Doom,
Strange.
You get Galactus, you get...
a whole bunch of cosmic
basically
ones.
Basically all the space
like,
shit.
You can expand the fuck out... the crap that you talked to me about swearing.
We've said fuck so many times in this podcast. I don't think kids are watching this. Are you kids? I'm sorry.
I don't know. Do kids watch podcasts? I think that's a bit too hip. But yeah, like you get all the... I don't know. I've also always associated podcasts with people who are like just hip for videos. They want something more real.
I don't know. I think podcasts are mostly listened to, at least for me, when I'm doing something else and I just want to listen to something. That's
normal
why
like
I've been listening to the Jenna Marbles, Jenna Julian podcast, and I'm totally in love with it.
People who listen to podcasts because they want ideas. They don't want to just listen to music. They don't want to be distracted.
I don't know. I think podcasts are more... Why? How did we get on this? Podcasts, I think, are more basically radio. It's like having the radio on in the background, except you're not listening to random music. It's
that's
talk
what I mean.
Radio,
like,
basically. It's modern talk radio.
Like, I don't mean ideas as in, like, oh, change the world. I mean ideas as in just, like, different thoughts that people are having. Like, I like hearing that from people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why, like, I listen to, you know, the Jen and Julian podcast. Mm-hmm. I listen to the...
Bill Maher. Rachel Maddow.
I listen to the Rachel Maddow show as a podcast at the mm-hmm. gym. I watch the Bill Maher show. I usually don't listen to it as a podcast.
Because Bill Maher's funny just to watch. He's really animated. He's just fantastic.
I listen to the Dinner Party Show,
yes.
Hosted by Christopher Rice and Eric Shaw Quinn. By the way, Eric Shaw Quinn recently published a book called Right Murder. It's hilarious. If you like funny murder mysteries, definitely check it out.
I should read it.
It's really, really funny.
I'm getting back into reading, so I should read it.
It's really funny. It's really good. It's totally worth like the $5 it is on Amazon. So you can get it on your e-reader. You can get it in a print edition. You know, support independent publishing, and it's just really good. So check it out. I'm really enjoying it. But yeah, anyway, back to Fantastic Four.
Because like, why would Marvel make that deal for money when they could get something, a lot of stuff out of Fantastic Four? And
Fox,
if they had
like...
any social media presence, they know that the fans have a problem with Marvel villains. So
yeah.
They need that.
And I mean, Fox could be like, we'll give you $150 million for the X-Men TV rights. Mm-hmm. And Marvel could be like, okay, yeah, that'll pay for like Black Panther movie budget or whatever.
But the Fantastic Four properties, they could make more money and more money that would eclipse that.
And Fox doesn't know what the fuck they're doing with them.
Well, yeah, I think
they had
this
Galactus
point,
as a class. Out.
They'll make far more monies, far much
they'll make
more
all the monies.
They'll make much more money off of an X-Men TV show than they ever will out of another attempt at a Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm excited.
Because especially with the way superhero TV is going.
Yeah,
like,
I'm excited about the Hellfire Club TV show. Mm-hmm.
That sounds
really
interesting.
Cool.
The Hellfire Club was always interesting.
Especially like doing it in the 60s with mm-hmm. like... You know,
oh, yeah.
With Sebastian Shaw and Emma Frost. Yeah. Like, I'm totally
Maybe recast Emma Frost. Who was it that they wanted to play Emma Frost? What was her face? She was from Gone Girl.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, Rosamund Pike.
Yes!
Cast Rosamund her Pike. As Emma Frost, and I will tune in every fucking... I will buy 5 different cable subscriptions just to watch that, and I'll buy it on DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Frank.
She would be amazing as Emma Frost. And then I think she's too... I don't think she'll go to TV, though, especially not network.
Maybe Netflix?
But, well, Fox doesn't have a deal with Netflix. But if Fox put it on FX, then they could go a bit darker with it. And I think she would jump on FX because that a lot of people jump on American Horror Story, which is our next topic. You have never watched American Horror Story before except
I've
this season.
I've tried.
You didn't
a
try.
A few times.
You got like 5 minutes into Coven and was like, oh my God, they put a bull on his head. I can't watch it anymore. He
it
got nowhere.
Scary.
He didn't even get to the vagina that eats people. Like, he got nowhere. And so he was like, okay, well, I'll check out this season because Lady Gaga is in
it. I love Lady Gaga and I love like hotel thrillers. So.
And so now you're watching it. And what do you think?
I'm in love with it. Like, it is it is equal parts fabulous, mystifying, and just really intriguing.
It's really crazy. It's like campy, but at the same time, it's a wonderful kind of camp.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like... A lot of people are actually hating on this season because of Lady Gaga, because they're like, she can't act. Where's, oh my God, I can't believe it.
I don't know. I think she's been doing a good job.
I think she's been doing a really good job.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not like, you know, Oscar caliber right now, but they're not really writing the character that way.
Well, because I think the ways that they're developing her character, especially through the dialogue, is she's done everything.
Yeah, I loved the scene.
She's just so done with everyone's shit.
Like, I absolutely loved the scene in episode 2 where she was talking about...
Like it was the 70s.
Yeah, where she was like the queen of disco in the late 70s. But then by the 90s, all her friends were dead.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that's AIDS. Yeah. That's why she's doing all this blood filtering shit.
Well, yeah, because like there are several key things. Like the thing that really ticked me off to that was the fact that... what's this? The cop's wife... I can't remember her name.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
She's
either.
Obsessed with vaccinations. She goes off
well,
on
no,
rants.
No, she wasn't obsessed. She's a doctor.
I know, like doctor, therefore she should be. I'm not saying it's a bad thing that she's obsessed
with
vaccinations.
Well, no, but she's not obsessed with vaccinations. She had one scene about vaccinations.
Well, I know, but that's kind of her character. Oops.
He bumped the table. I'm going to hit him.
That's
now.
Kind of her character, that she's kind of really... She harps on people who don't vaccinate. So well, I should rephrase to that.
She did it once.
But it...
She's a doctor. Of course she's going to tell you to vaccinate your kids.
Well, yeah, but she really...
But saying she's obsessed with vaccination
okay,
is kind
that,
of really
that,
overdoing
it. That was
it.
A bit strong. Okay.
She's a doctor. She's into vaccination.
No, but the script made a very strong point of talking
pointing
about
out the
vaccination.
Thing.
And when most people think, oh, they're just keeping up with this character. No, on TV, you have very important time real estate. And you have to fill that... You have to be very selective.
Although I don't know about FX's time real estate, because apparently American Horror Story's first 2 episodes have been longer than the 45 minutes that are allotted to an hour long. Show on network. They're not like they don't it's not that they don't have the advertisers, it's just that the show is being made longer, which is it's weird, and people are kind of some people are complaining about it and some people are like, I'm totally digging this.
I know. But anyways, like, you have to wonder why is this significant to the plot? And vaccinations, you know.
Well, the vaccination, and then, you know, they're going after kids who have been vaccinated, it seems like, so that they can filter the blood, because
Lady Gaga's little vampire minion
children.
Things drink the blood of toxic people who
filter it through, and then she drinks it from them so that she's not going to get any diseases and stuff.
Yeah, and because she was born in about 1902, she says. And
yeah. So she would have come of age just as the Spanish flu was hitting.
Yeah, so she,
so
I can see her as like major germaphobe.
Yeah.
Like just total like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. I'm really, I mean, we're only 2 episodes in, but I'm really excited for this season.
I want to know more. Like,
I mean,
there's a lot going on. There's a lot of plot lines. There's a lot of interpersonal relationships.
Yeah.
There's a lot of,
I mean, Matt Bomer shirtless all the time and that's,
mostly Evan Peters. I am excited for him.
Oh my God. He was so awesome. He was like fucking crazy Disney.
He was like the dark version of Walt Disney's evil twin.
The darker version of Walt Disney.
Darker version.
Yeah, absolutely. And he hasn't gotten to do a lot of acting since season two. And this kind of reminded me, like
I totally
he's a wonderful actor.
Yeah, like total. He had all the mannerisms of the 20s businessman down. He had the voice. He had everything. And like you said, when you watched it, he picked that up from watching old clips of Disney.
Yeah. And it's really, because in season three, he was just a frat boy, mm-hmm. and in season four, he was, he was a freak with everyone else. He had lobster hands.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time that I've seen him, like, really put on a whole new character, it's so cool. It's really exciting.
The one black and white scene with his, the laundress.
Oh, my God, the laundress.
Just,
I love her.
So amazing. She's totally in love with him. He's like, oh, whatever. Like,
he's like, I need you to kill me. Could you do me first?
It's like he holds out the weapons and like, you can choose how you go. I'm like, would you like to go first or second? She's like, well, I would like you to go first so I could do the linens.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have time for that. And it's just, I picked it up why the show is so amazing, because it's dramatic tension with comedic timing.
Yeah.
And that's just really amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm totally in love with this. I want more. I can't wait every week for new episodes. It's my new Gotham, because Gotham killed my favorite characters. So.
Yeah. I haven't watched Gotham since Jerome died. I am going to catch up, because they've been introducing the Court of Owls and stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to catch up. I just need to take a break from Gotham, because we binge watched season one, and then season two was like, oh my God, this is awesome.
It's like when Renly died. I couldn't watch Game of Thrones for a few days. Like...
Yeah, so I'm going to take a break for a couple of weeks. I'll catch up soon enough, and then I'll probably get... My problem with serialized television is that I have a hard time... Honestly, I really like where Gotham's going, and I may wait until the mid-season finale and then watch like 10 episodes. Boom.
I just need Fish and or Jerome to come back somehow,
or just another really awesome villain. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jerome was the Joker everyone had been craving, especially after Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
And of course, there's the prevalent theory that Jerome was killed off in order to make room for Jared Leto.
Yeah. Because you don't want the movie Joker to be overshadowed by the TV Joker.
Yeah.
Which, I'm sorry that you made the TV Joker so good.
I know that's just like, if the TV Joker is better, let the TV Joker be better. Jared Leto should step the fuck up his game then.
Yeah. And I mean, Cameron Monaghan, that fucking guys, he's
like,
so hot.
Oh my God, he had the laugh. He had the
He was a good Joker.
He had the just the switch personality. Like
he was so good on Shameless, and when he got and so I was so excited for this, and then they killed him, and I'm like, really?
And for the first time in film, we had the Joker using a disguise.
Yeah,
which had been done all the time in the animated series and the comics. Joker always got into somewhere with the disguise.
Yeah,
we had a Harley Quinn going with Barbara, which I didn't like at first, but then I'm like, I really like this, because just the way she's acting.
Hammered someone, everything.
She
awesome.
Had a mallet, like fuck.
It was
like,
great. But yeah, it's. I'll get back into Gotham. I'll probably wait for the mid-season finale. I'll catch up with the rest of the season. And then at the end of the season, I'll catch up with the second half. Because with network television, I just have a hard time paying attention every week. Like, it takes a really good show to get me to come back every week. So it's like American Horror Story, Game of Thrones. Other than that, I usually wait until it's over and then just watch it all at once. And, like, that's why I like Netflix so much. And I kind of wish more shows would do the Netflix model of just releasing everything at once.
Yeah.
Like, because I will sit down and watch 10 episodes of Game of Thrones in one sitting.
Well, we binged Gotham season one.
Yeah, like, in
had,
3 days,
like,
we watched 22 episodes.
Yeah, it was hard to stop, because Gotham season one was really solid.
It got real, like, I remember watching it week to week and thinking, it's decent. But when I sat down and watched it all at once, I was like, this is actually really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they bring Jerome back. I hope they bring Fish back. Or
they probably will.
New villain.
You, like, Jerome is a bit more of a stretch, but with Fish Mooney, you didn't see her die.
Yeah, you didn't see her die. I want her to come back.
She came back to life once already, so...
Yeah, so I want her to come back. Yeah. But another show that you've been watching... A little bit.
I don't think I have the energy to talk about this right now. I think we'll have to do a whole episode about it.
Okay, so I guess we'll end the podcast there then. The show that we're talking about is Ancient Aliens, which Nick has recently discovered and has had his mind blown by the alienness.
I took a lot of philosophy classes. I haven't done that much studying of actual logic, but I have a rudimentary understanding. I'm a university student.
No,
I call
not. You graduated.
Right. I'm a student of life.
Student of life.
But yeah, so there's a lot I call bullshit on, and I just really like
you
talking
call
about
bullshit
it.
On everything. He could record an audio commentary for every episode, just pointing out the
most
bullshit.
Of it would be just me saying what the fuck, like
pretty much. Anyway, we'll talk about that on a special podcast that we'll release that nobody will listen to.
It'll be right after I watch an episode of Ancient Aliens and get all riled up.
Yeah. So thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Gay Geek Theory podcast. I hope you check us out on Twitter. We are Gay Geek Theory. On Twitter, I am at Ranty Rave James, and what are you?
Caffeinated Nick. Coming out with a drunk video soon.
On YouTube?
I've been really late with that because I just haven't wanted to look at myself while I'm drunk because I've been worried.
And but also check us out on Facebook because that's kind of where that's our hub for stuff right
now. We're Geek Theory there. No, Gay Geek Theory on Facebook.
No, on Facebook, we're Geek Theory Magazine.
Geek Theory Magazine. And also Ultimate Gay Geeks.
Ultimate Gay Geeks is our group that you can join and, you know, just share and have a cool community.
Yeah.
Gay Geek Theory is the page that we post on that we let you know what's going on with us, as well as geeky news.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Let us know on Facebook, you know, if you liked what we were talking about, if there's anything you would like us to talk about. We love hearing feedback. We don't hear it often. Mm-hmm. And so we really get excited when we do. So thank you again. Thank you so much for listening. My name is James.
I'm Nick.
And we will be talking to you again about
Ancient
Aliens.
Sometime.
Or Star Wars. Have a good one.
Okay. See ya.